The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where the South Korean president, a lefty, I might add, a lefty, says Donald Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize. I agree. Harley.
It's interesting that he said, you know, somebody suggested maybe he ought to get it. He said Donald Trump ought to get it for his efforts to unify Korea. Moon Jae-in, he made this comment after this historic summit on Friday. And, of course, everybody's looking forward to the meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. To quote him, he said, President Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. What we need is only peace. Mr. Trump, for his part, I think today, suggested that maybe they ought to have the meeting there at the DMZ in Panmunjom, simply.
Mm. No, I mean, what Trump has done behind the scenes, picking up the phone, talking to China, talking to these people, I think it beats all those bureaucrats and so-called diplomats who achieve absolutely nothing. It's terrific stuff. Good on him. I agree. Let it go. Now, Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve this week is expected not to change interest rates. Now, some people are finding that a little bit surprising because they're saying some of the people that Donald Trump had named might be more likely to be very aggressive from the standpoint of raising interest rates and that sort of thing, but that does not seem to be the case. His choices have turned out to be fairly moderate, and so that's what they're expecting. The central bank is undergoing a bit of a makeover. The new appointees are going to be pretty supportive of this cautious approach, and that's making news today because a lot of people are wondering, you know, how is the Federal Reserve, as a manager of the economy, in as much as it ever can, what are they going to do with interest rates? And it looks like they're going to touch hold. We've seen 2% inflation rate now. That was a number that they were looking for, so we've seen that. And so the expectation is very moderate interest rate increases. Not enough to slow things down very much.
Right. And just a quick one before you go about this pesticide residue.
Well, you know, this is not what we want to hear. The stuff that's in what's called Roundup, I'm sure you may have it there.
Yep.
It is found in most of the foods that we eat. Now, this is unofficial. This comes from emails among FDA scientists. The actual report's supposed to come out later this year. But the bottom line is there was virtually nothing that they tested that didn't have it in it.
Good God. Good God. Let me get hold of the story. Good on you, Harley.